Once a month, I like to touch base with the Lincoln County Commission, rotating between the commissioners and the chief of staff. And joining me live today over the phone is Chief of Staff Stephen Allen with the Lincoln County Commission. Stephen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Doing well.
Hey, appreciate your time as always. And of course, as always, a lot happening inside Lincoln County to discuss. And I did have Jerry Greenfield on the air, the treasurer, to discuss this, but I think it's worth mentioning again that there is the state property tax refund happening right now, but it doesn't sound like Lincoln County will be doing a property tax refund this year.
That's correct. We budgeted roughly $850,000the last couple of years to match what the governor did, but obviously with the legislator reducing 25% of the property tax, we're already going to be down $2.4 million. That would put us over $3 million in the red. So we opted out of that program this year. Understanding that when you look at the 50% qualifications, a homeowner's exemption has got the VA, the Veterans Assistance. You look at the 25%. All of those are stair stacks for the property owner anyway, and they're going to take the smallest first and apply it, and then apply the other ones that they're in concert with. So from the property owner standpoint, the county not participating is really a null issue. They're going to still see, with that 25% reduction by the legislature, a good fair amount of reduction. So.
And, of course, you can apply through the state program by contacting Jerry Greenfield's office and getting some help that way as well. He's still assisting with the state program. Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff Stephen Allen on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Stephen, want to talk about the weed and pest for a little. We've had a number of people reach out to us asking about what's been known as the cost share program with the Lincoln County Weed and Pest, and some discussion or concern that maybe that's going away and some other items. So what can you tell us about what this discussion has been around and what's going on here?
Well, I think with the weed and pest, people have to understand the way property tax mills are done. So first of all, we look at the full assessment of the county, and we're in a two-year down cycle of our normal 10-year cycle in Lincoln County. So we went from 2 years ago, we are at $1.1 billion in assessed value, that we're below $850,000 in assessed value this year. And so in addition to what the legislature did, we also have a reduction in how much property tax we can even collect, and realize the majority of property taxes are paid by the mineral industry, not by residential property tax. So when you do that, that mills are generally, put in simple terms, one mill is worth about $1 million to the county. So the county gets 12 mills of property tax. The school districts get over 48 mills in property tax. Weed and pest gets one mill all on their own. So that is meant to be their sole budget. They're a separate board. The county commissioners have no effect on governance of weed and pest. So if the weed and pest board decides that they've got to do some cutbacks, because they're going to lose 25% as well from the legislature's actions. So that's a real key element that they're going to have to figure out. And, you know, they're kind of in the same boat as the rest. And that takes us to the special districts, you know, those districts that everybody individually voted to be on their property tax. Fires, cemeteries, irrigations, and hospitals are anywhere from 1 to 3 mills that the individuals actually voted on. Is now had the legislature tell them that your own vote, we're going to take 25% out of those services from you, even though you independently elected to be self-taxed. So we feel like that's an overreach, but weed and pest is in that category. And you know, they get an independent one mill, have an independent board. And so, yeah, they're going to have to look at things as hard as we are.
You know, when you talk about the weed and pest, there's been health insurance benefits and other things. And is the weed and pest working for the county, or are they independently? There's been some people asking, is the Lincoln County Weed and Pest going to be able to spray county property this year for weeds? And whether or not that's coming from their own budget, or whether or not that should be coming from the county budget. What's your take on that? And do you, as far as the weed and pest being able to go out and actually spray the county this year?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, Travis Osmond does an excellent job with Weed and Pest. That whole group is really dynamic in what they do for our farmers. And I attended their annual meeting of the growers and learned so much. I didn't know I could learn so much about grasses, let me tell you. But when it comes to, we have to treat them as an independent agency. You know, we don't control anything or govern them from the commission standpoint, just like we don't do the special districts. And so when we look at, you know, what they're tasked to do statutorily, that's what they're going to have to look at. And so if the public have a question about what they provide or don't provide, it's going to be in state statute is what drives that train. And so, you know, if they're tasked to do county property, unfortunately, with the legislator cutting their budget, they're going to have to make some hard decisions about how do they address that, you know. And I feel bad for them. It's going to be some hard decisions for all of the special districts and the schools and us in this turmoil.
Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff Stephen Allen on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Stephen, anything else happening in Lincoln County you'd like to discuss while we have you on the air today?
Well, I want to remind everybody about property tax. You know, on state average, for every dollar people put in for property tax, they get $7 of service back. That's a 700% return of your money. Keep that in mind, because if we go into that referendum next year and property taxes are cut another 50%, we're going to be in dire straits. School districts, counties, Weed and Pest, and all your special districts. And these are all the services that are to your doorstep services. Now, I always like to leave on a rainbow, and I've got to tell you, Terra Power just did a huge second pour this weekend. The items that they're going heavy in right now to bring in sales tax and start the industrial siting process, that's going to help the county a lot. That's going to help a lot of the cities and the counties in the sales and use tax arena. We now have Blue Spruce on the horizon. They're just now getting their social economic piece done, so we're expecting to see them on the industrial siting. And the Improvement Service District is going to be going through the next 8 months of its creation to start developing other industries to kind of diversify those industries down here in the south part of the county. And looking at one of those is bringing agriculture back to Lincoln County in the Sage Junction area. So, yeah, we've got a lot of good things going on that we have to keep charging forward that are zero cost to the taxpayers. But we have to stay on top of them so that we can make sure that we get our fair share of industrial siding and sales tax for sure.
Absolutely. That's Chief of Staff Stephen Allen this morning with the Lincoln County Commission. Stephen, as always, appreciate your time. Anything we missed you'd like to discuss?
No, not at all. Duke, we always appreciate the time to get out to the constituents, and they're welcome to call my office anytime for more information, and we'd be glad to cover any issue they'd like to discuss.
Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff Stephen Allen this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.